This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It is finally Election Day. The lines at polling stations have been long. These voters in New York...
As people of color and as a woman, I thought it's important that we have to vote this time.
I vote for Trump, and I don't know about politics, but I think he's good for the economy.
There have been security concerns. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
We've heard some threats that were of Russian origin. And so I don't know how to describe if that's viable. We don't think they are.
In Philadelphia, D.A. Larry Krasner.
You got an issue. Bring it to us. Show us the evidence. We are here in an even-handed fashion, but we have seen no evidence of that. So far today, we have seen no evidence of that.
Skylar Henry is in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Election officials have said that there hasn't been much of a threat, but they are upping law enforcement postures in and around the state. We know that in each of the election offices throughout the state, they have what they're referring to as additional security screenings to try to keep in line and make sure that if a situation were to arise at a specific election office, that they have measures in place to make sure that the poll workers who are there are as safe as possible, and that's installing everything from panic buttons to proper evacuation routes.
Kamala Harris is taking part in radio interviews today on KDKA.
I've been spending time in Pittsburgh to talk with folks about the challenge they face, their dreams, their ambitions, and what we can do to address those issues, and I'm proud to have a lot of support.
Donald Trump voted earlier in Florida and complained about the possible delay in the results.
They use these very expensive computers, and I'm hearing in Pennsylvania they won't have an answer till 2 or 3 days from now. I think it's an absolute outrage.
Allison Keys has more.
Polls show the race in battleground Pennsylvania is neck and neck, but this woman in Norristown says
the world that Trump wants to create is a world that is full of hatred.
One of her neighbors voted for Donald Trump.
I think he is the best candidate. I've seen what 4 years does with Biden.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired his defense chief, replacing him with the country's foreign minister. Linda Gradstein reports.
In a video statement, Netanyahu said that he and the defense minister, who was popular in Washington, disagreed on the management of Israel's war in Gaza and Lebanon and charged that Gallant made statements that contradicted cabinet decisions. He said these differences were affecting the military campaign. Foreign Minister Israel Katz has little military experience but is close to Netanyahu.
On Wall Street, the Dow is 330 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. At a meeting last night, the Racine County Board passed a budget for next year. Coming in at just over $238 million, the budget for 2025 was approved with a vote of 13-4. Pleasant Prairie police say members of a Peruvian national organization were part of a bust at the outlet mall this week. A statement says village police got word that several thieves had left the Oshkosh outlet mall and were on their way to Kenosha County for another round of thefts. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmanwell. The Civic Media Network is all staffed up and ready to deliver all of tonight's election results on air and online. So plan to stay up to date on the latest results, beginning with the pregame at 6 and results from 8 until it all ends. You can hear it on the Civic Media app or on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. My home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change.
sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh-wee, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. Are you excited that election day is here? Are you relieved it's almost over? What are we feeling today?
You know, I am all of the above at this point because, for one thing, I have a little bit of anxiety almost because it's just such a monumental election. I am really glad all of those stupid political ads are going to be gone.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Okay. And then I just am, you know, a little excited just because I'm hoping for a positive outcome. Let's put it that way.
I have mixed feelings about the political advertising thing that you talk about because, like anyone else, I'm sick of them.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But at the same time, it helps pays our bills, right? I mean, we air them here at the radio station, of course.
True.
So, and I was never more acutely aware of that than back in the day. This was almost 20 years, or I guess it was 20 years ago. I used to schedule all the advertising here, and I was acutely aware of what was airing and when. So, yeah, goodness. It's always been kind of, that political advertising has always been kind of a mixed bag for me.
It is insane. And, you know, watching TV, it is every commercial now. And that, I think, is just, after a while, don't they realize that people just tune out? It is. I'm tired of it. And I'm ready to go back to, like, the medication commercials and all those ones that used to play every other one. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I will take those over political ads any day.
Well, a few more hours and then it's done, Robin.
Phew.
All right. There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That chance of showers continues a little bit here tonight, mostly cloudy later and a low of 43. And then tomorrow finally clears up a little bit, partly sunny and a high of 55.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher.
a man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. At a meeting last night, the Racine County Board passed the budget for next year. Coming in at just over $238 million, the budget for 2025 was approved with a vote of 13-4. The board last week moved ahead with a 0.5% sales tax. That'll go into effect in April. The Racine Art community is grieving the loss of Norman McPhee. He served as the managing and artistic director of the Racine Theater Guild for over three decades. McPhee passed away on Sunday at the age of 88. He left his mark on the local theater scene, directing more than 200 productions. McPhee also played a part in significant expansions in the theater's offerings and infrastructure. Information regarding memorial services haven't been released. Free rides to polling stations are available across the area. In Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, an organization called Souls to the Polls are picking people up to vote. The Racine Interfaith Coalition has a phone number listed for people to call to get a ride to the polls, as does an organization called Leaders of Kenosha. Those contact numbers are at WRJN.com. Don't forget to bring your ID when you vote. You can see your ballot and where you can vote at civicmedia.us/vote. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
The Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress on WRJN. That song was on an album called Distant Light, but that album, Distant Light, was out for a whole year before that song was released as a single. And in the meantime, the lead singer of the group, Alan Clark, left the group, and after the song came out, became a big hit, he decided to come back.
Oh, yes, I am. right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping, in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my
overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl, you my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la?
She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is pigeons can tell the difference between Picasso and Monet. What? A 1995 study shows that the birds can differentiate between those two artists. Don't ask me how, I don't know.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected social
Social Security, and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Count on us on air at WRJN, on the web at WRJN.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom on this election day.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as a sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of the rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul. By me, yeah. She's
that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.